getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
I'm Pastor Dave Rhodes, pastor of the Puyallup Nazarene Church, a community that's learning to become followers of Jesus, committed to unity in the body of Christ, and compassion and engagement in the local as well as the global community. And we have the mission of uniting with Jesus and finding and restoring people to God. So I just want to share with you just some really powerful words of good news from John 11. When Mary finally found Jesus outside the village, she fell at his feet in tears and said, "Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus looked at Mary and saw her weeping at his feet and all her friends who were with her grieving, he shuddered with emotion and was deeply moved with tenderness and compassion. He said to them, "Where did you bury him?" "Lord, come with us and we'll show you," they replied. Then tears streamed down Jesus' face. Seeing Jesus weep caused many of the mourners to say, "Look how much he loved Lazarus." Yet others said, "Isn't this the one who opens blind eyes? Why didn't he do something to keep Lazarus from dying?" And then Jesus, with intense emotions, came to the tomb, a cave with a stone placed over its entrance, and Jesus told them, "Roll away the stone." And we know that from there, Jesus just spoke out the name of Lazarus and raised Lazarus from the dead. In reading the story, I'm impressed with a phrase that often captures the heart of the good news. The worst thing isn't the last thing. Here is a story of suffering love and unfaltering love. Jesus says, "Where have you buried him?" And they said, "Come and see." Jesus wants to come and see those places within us that are suffering and they're hurting deeply. It says that when Jesus saw where he laid, that he wept, or in this translation, tears streamed down his face. Deep pain. He carried our sorrows. He suffered in our weaknesses and for our weaknesses, took our anguish and our pain. But more than just shared grief, this is an invitation of Jesus to us. Trust me. Believe me. 8 times in this story, Jesus uses the word trust. Verse 14, he said, "So then he told his disciples plainly, 'Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let's go to him.'" Trust me. Believe me. Or more like the text says, believe into me. Believing into Jesus, the one who believes into me. Kind of like leaning into Jesus. Not pulling away when it is difficult, but leaning into Jesus. The problem that you face, the problems that I face, is never greater than the relationship that we have with Jesus. And in that relationship, there is a solution. Not a pat, an easy answer, but a way to live through the problems and in the difficulties. Trusting his love. The worst thing is not the last thing. Jesus has come. God is with us in his unfaltering love.
You've been listening to Pastor David Rhodes of Puyallup Nazarene Church. For more details about the church, visit them online at pnconline.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.